Paulie, how are you?
Oh, fantastic, sir.
Oh, great. Now, I want to talk, you know, we always hear about, okay, you got an active lifestyle, you got a non-active lifestyle, but in some cases, you know, people that work out still might not be as active as they think, correct?
Yeah, there was some research that just came out that was published in the Financial Post that sort of put it in there that stated that people that exercise an hour every day, if the rest of the hours of their day they were sitting down, really the sitting down part of it offsets the benefits of the exercise that you did. Because a lot of people will have an office job 8 to 10 hours a day. You know, they sit in the car driving. They go home. The average Canadian North American watches about 4 hours of TV a night with some computer time. All that sitting kind of offset any of the benefits that you received during the exercise. So it's now becoming more important not only to exercise, but to be more active every hour of your day if it's possible.
And what deems active?
Yes. And that varies quite a bit. So I would say for the average person, as long as you're not sitting, that would be considered active. So, you know, standing up, doing things such as, you know, washing dishes, that kind of thing, cleaning a counter, just moving around with your feet and just creating steps in your day would be considered active. And there's definitely variations of activity. So we have this, the calories you would burn during exercise versus the calories you burn during something called non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So that's basically the time of the day, the hours of the day you're not exercising, how many calories are you burning then? And over the course of an entire day, you probably are going to burn more calories non-exercising if you are moving around than you would in that 1 hour. Because a lot of people are going to get to the gym, they're trying to, you know, maybe get a 500-calorie burn in the gym, but they could probably get a 1,000 to 1,500-calorie burn if they just move around throughout the day and not just sit.
And I know, you know, there's a small few simple things, right? Like, I know they recommend if you're at your office and after 30 minutes straight, you should get up, and even if it's doing 10 or 15 jumping jacks or something, just to not be stagnant for such a long period of time.
Yeah, so sitting, other than not just burning a lot of calories, it does a couple of other things. It really affects your posture negatively. So when you're sitting, your knees are like bent at a 90-degree angle, your hips are bent as well. So basically, you're not getting really good blood flow from to the lower extremities and the upper extremities. So you're not getting some good oxygenization of oxygenated blood to all the cells of your body, which is not great. Also, you're creating tightness and weakness in certain parts of your body. So you're getting bad posture, and bad posture can sort of eventually lead to an injury in your body, such as your lower back or your knees. And then once you get injured, there's a vicious effect of, you know, you're feeling depressed, and then so you're sitting at home. You tend to eat higher calorie foods because you're upset about your injury. You don't move around as much and exercise. So sitting is really one of the most detrimental things going on in our society right now. So they're just basically saying in the research, yeah, exercise for your hour of your day, but make sure what you're doing in the other hours of the day is not sitting as much as possible.
Do they give any tips on recommendations on what people can do to avoid that? Because nowadays, you know, there's so much work done on computers.
Yeah, you're right about that. Our whole society is basically, going to technology, and everything's about using your brain and not using your body as much as anymore. But really, it's really about you trying to figure out how can you implement movement in your day. So you have to look at, okay, I have my kids, I want to spend time with them. What can I do that involves, instead of sitting in front of the TV playing video games with them, maybe I can take them to a rec center and just maybe shoot a basketball around for just even half an hour. Maybe I can take them outside with me when I walk the dog. Just spending time moving rather than spending time and just sitting doing stuff. So you just have to look at your own individual scenario and situations and find out where can I implement that extra move in your day. There are going to be some hours where, yeah, you're going to have to sit and do what you got to do, but the key is trying to move as much as possible. The average person, I think, can burn probably, if they do a half-decent intensity workout, if you're male, somewhere between 400 to 600 calories in an hour, right? So that's what you can expect to burn in that 1 hour. If you're not moving the rest of the day, that really is sort of negated by sitting, because sitting, you're going to burn somewhere between 50 to 80 calories an hour, depending on how big you are as well. So the more moving in your day, the better.
Paul Blackus from Custom Fit joins us. Now, Paul, combined with the activity, of course, comes eating. And then when you're eating bad and you're not active, well, that, you know, that's a disaster, and that leads to obesity, without a doubt. In this recent study about the active lifestyle, did it? I'm not the myth of what we deem active. Like, do we need to be even way more active than we are? Because I know there are people that think, hey, you know, I'm pretty active, but in hindsight, maybe we're not.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. A lot of research talks about how people exaggerate how much and also the intensity of their movement as well.
Okay.
So that's very key. So what I would recommend to people, and I think we talked about this last week, is that if you are keeping track of how much movement you are doing, like your steps and that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. keep track of what you're doing every day and how many steps you're getting. If you're getting 10,000, well, try to increase the volume of it. Try to get 11,000 or 12,000. The key is, if you want to get fitter and keep that movement happening, you got to know what your standard is, and you got to try to beat that standard and create a new standard. So that's key there. And also, the intensity of stuff can vary, from person to person. If you are more fit and have more muscle, you can do basic life activity much more efficiently than somebody who is less fit and has less muscle. Like, so for example, if you're out there shoveling your walk, if you have somebody who is weak and doesn't work out, they're going to expend a lot more energy trying to shovel that walk than somebody who works out and has more muscle, because they're going to be able to do that without really exhausting themselves and really exerting themselves. So not going to burn as many calories. So that's the other thing about getting fit and strong, is you'll be able to do twice as many things as somebody who's not as strong or as fit in your day, and be much more productive.
Paul Blackis from Custom Fit joins us. So, Paul, a few other quick ones. Now, we're talking, and some people just say, man, I don't really have a lot of time. So you got to start with realistic numbers, and maybe it's, hey, I want to do 10 push-ups an hour. Now, let's say you're doing a push-up, but as you get to the top and then you slowly come down, how much harder, does that burn more calories if you're eccentrically going slower?
Yeah, it would burn more calories because you're spending more time doing the exercise, and also you're creating a more demand of tension in the muscle. But the key to burning calories is not to get so much localized fatigue. So we're there when you're doing a push-up, your muscles in your chest, your shoulders, and your arms are going to be exhausted before you burn any significant amount of calories. So what you'd want to do is maybe you do some push-ups, but then try to work a different part of your body, such as your legs, so that your heart rate can still stay elevated, but you now are doing a different muscle group where the other part of your body is getting some recovery, and you're now trying to fatigue other parts of your body. So if you're trying to burn calories, I would suggest, do an upper body movement, do a lower body movement, then do a different upper body movement, then a different type of lower body movement, and cycle through it. That way you can keep going. If you went from like a push-up to like a shoulder press to like a tricep dip, your arms would be toast, and you wouldn't be able to move your upper body anymore, and you'd have to sit and recover.
And quickly, got a few people asking, does sitting on the ball help, Paul?
A little bit, yeah. So the ball, basically, it takes more energy to sit on a ball than does a chair, so that you are exerting more calories. I would say, I've read once, it's about 30% more calories per hour sitting on a ball than a chair. So over the course of an 8-hour day, that can make actually a significant difference. Also, it does make your core strength a little bit more, working a little bit more. It also gives your nervous system a little bit of work, too. So your brain's firing impulses to your muscles, saying, okay, you need to make adjustments in your center of gravity so that you don't roll off or fall. So it's good for your brain, your nervous system, core strength, and you burn a few more calories. So, I would recommend that.
Paul, always good to talk to you, man. We will talk next Wednesday.
You got it, buddy.